Palestine will be free!
Free, free Palestine!
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 From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free!
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free!
Respected scholars, elders, brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Over 7 million Palestinians have become refugees due to the illegal occupation. Over 9,000 Palestinians have been killed since October 2000. Around 800,000 Palestinians have been arrested by Israeli soldiers since 1967. Over 70 UN resolutions have been filed against Israel, yet there are still 500,000 illegal Israeli settlers who continue to harass and torture the Palestinian people. Today, the world stands in solidarity with the victims and in opposition to the oppressors. To my Jewish friends in the crowd, with the Israeli Defense Forces, trying to hijack Judaism, just as ISIS is trying to hijack Islam. I understand how you must say to yourself, not in my name. Whenever I hear about ISIS killing an innocent man, woman, or child in the name of Islam and oppressing the masses in the name of my religion, I feel anger and sadness. I know that every time you hear about IDF, dropping bombs on innocent civilians, imprisoning millions in the siege of Gaza, bulldozing houses, and forcibly occupying land because of their belief that their God has allowed them to do so, you must feel the same pain and must say to yourself, not in my name. IDF and ISIS are two sides of the same coin. ISIS is chopping off heads of people who disagree and disobey them. IDF kills and tortures the indigenous Palestinians for raising their voice for their rights. ISIS occupies land and forcibly evicts people of other faiths who have been there for centuries. IDF has displaced over 7 million Palestinians and taken over their land. ISIS uses social media and a variety of propaganda techniques to justify their criminal activities. IDF uses lobbyists and the media to position themselves as the victims. ISIS does not follow the Geneva Conventions on torture and juvenile prisoners. IDF routinely harasses and imprisons Palestinian children as young as 12. I fail to understand why the media of the world has a double standard, where ISIS is universally condemned, as it should, but the Israeli Defense Forces, which have killed far more people than ISIS and committed far more war crimes than ISIS, have not been declared officially as a criminal entity. I am delighted that the barbarians of ISIS have been declared as terrorists by most of the governments in the world. And today, in the name of justice and fairness, I demand the Canadian government and all major governments to give IDF the very well-deserved designation of a criminal terrorist organization. The apartheid state of Israel can only oppress the masses for so long. People in over 800 cities have gathered to condemn the 68-year-long brutal occupation. And today, the Zionist racist state of Israel is more isolated than ever. I am confident that the day is not far when Israel will have to answer for its crimes against humanity. The day is not far when Muslims, Jews, and Christians will be able to live in that region in peace. The day is not far when Palestinians will not be humiliated on checkpoints by racist bigots. The day is not far when Zionism will be identified as what it is, racism and fascism. And mark my words, the day is not far when from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.